The official estimate is that 103 elk roam the Northwoods of Wisconsin, concentrated around the Clam Lake area, where 25 were unloaded in 1995. The elk have survived harsh winters, a proliferation of all-terrain vehicles and snowmobiles, and the herd has grown until this year. Department of Natural Resources elk biologist Lane Stoll in Hayward just returned from examining two dead elk killed when they crashed through the ice earlier this winter. He says they've lost 14 radio-collared elk since last June, which means they've lost as many as were born last summer. Autopsies show more drownings than ever, more deaths from brainworm, and three elk killed by a liver parasite. He says they've never had an elk die of the liver parasite before.
There's something going on here, and we think we've figured out what it might be, but it'll be interesting to see what we might be able to do about it.
Stoll suspects people feeding elk and deer in far northern Wisconsin are the cause. He says group feeding causes elk to congregate, making them more vulnerable to traffic accidents and breaking through lake ice. He says it's also a good way to spawn parasites and fatal disease. But proposing a ban on baiting and feeding has been fiercely opposed by locals in the past.
It's going to be a hot potato to do something about it. Obviously, there's going to be controversy. We've asked people to not feed in some of these situations, and they continue to feed them.
Stoll's applying for a grant to investigate these deaths more closely to see if this is just an anomaly or if people feeding the elk may be a danger to the future of the herd. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.